Hello and welcome again
to the Beer Leaker Heron podcast. I am here with
Bob.
And Bob and I are in Brooklyn trying yet another beer. And this one, Bob, what is this one?
This is the Wooliver's, an organic ale. It's an oatmeal stout. They're from Vermont. They are U.S. Department of Agriculture certified organic.
Does that mean this is a government beer? Is this the nanny state gone mad?
It is. And in this weekend where, you know, the United States may not be able to have a budget. This is a default beer. This is a beer that you can just see, you know, this is the nanny state gone completely mad. And if it weren't for these sorts of microbreweries, the country would be on a better financial footing, I think. But and it's got a I think the label is a reflection of the nanny state. It's got a man with a pitchfork and a growler of beer on the label. I think it's a very attractive label, but it's sort of a socialist realism.
Colors are right.
It's a little bit of socialist realism going on in this label.
Socialism, that's what's bringing this country down, isn't it, Bob?
Precisely, it is. But we're not here to talk about politics, are we? We're here to talk about beer.
We're not here to talk about pitchforks.
So, cheers.
All right.
Smells awfully good.
Very rich. I'm getting that very biscuity first initial aroma. And the taste, it's not quite as rich as some of the other ones we've had in terms of like the chocolatiness. You still get the chocolates, you still get that, but it's kind of something more drinkable about it. What's the...
Well, it's very creamy. I mean, if you look at the head, it's several degrees lighter than the head of the other stouts we've had, which are awfully dark and sometimes really burnt color, and this is very light and creamy and actually doesn't really have that same sort of richness, but it's very smooth and it's very creamy, and it's, as I take another sip, nice dark maltiness to it. It's not a terribly complex stout like some of the others we've had, but this one is a supremely drinkable beer, I think.
Now that's very nice. Do you get something almost corn about that? I mean, that sounds a bit...
corny?
It sounds a bit corny, I know, this day and age, but like a roasted corn flavor. Like if you take a corn, you put it on a barbecue sort of thing.
I don't know.
I could be crazy, but I think that's...
Maybe I get the taste, but I don't know. I often associate corn with it being stuck in my teeth, so it's hard to associate the two.
Is this a beer that is stuck in your teeth?
Yeah.
It could be,
physical from the taste.
It's very, very pleasant. Very, very,
very
nice.
Pleasant. You know, it's one of those things where stouts often... I can have one or two of them, and they're very rich, they're very deep beers, but I cannot have more than one or two in an evening, and that's it. But this is a type of stout where I think I could sit and drink several of these over an evening without getting bored with it or without feeling that I was overindulging.
No, it's great. And this is another one that we purchased just around the corner here in Brooklyn, where they're within, 5 minutes walk of this this location in Brooklyn. There are half a dozen extremely well-stocked, they're not brew pubs, but they're
shops or specialty shops.
Or it's quite amazing the range you can get in just a very narrow diameter or perimeter of the...
Such a dinky town.
Well, I don't know about dinky, but you can get stuff from very small breweries around the country.
Yeah, no, that's true. And again, a reminder that a trip to Vermont... A hiking trip to Vermont.
You're keen on Vermont now.
I'm keen on Vermont. I've always been keen on Vermont, I have to admit. But now that I know I can hike from one brewery to the next, I'm even keener on Vermont than I ever was. Don't want to meet the guy with the pitchfork, I have to admit.
No, he looks a bit dodgy. It looks like he's saying, I've got a pitchfork and my growler is empty and I'm a socialist. So grab your pitchfork and your growler and go and get yourself... one of these. I have been Andrew, and Bob has been
Bob.
I'm not quite sure this time. This has been the Beer Leaker Heron podcast, and thank you very much for listening.